The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Run to Daylight Football Funcast with your host, Todd Burrows.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Run to Daylight podcast. I will be making a live DraftKings lineup with the Mauler today. Mauler, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. How are you?
All right. So last time out, we went with a lineup that included the two stud pitchers, and unfortunately, our value hitters did not come through. The most important thing on most slates is figuring out the pitching. What are your thoughts on the best pitching options of the day?
Well, I like the guys that are high priced, but I think there's some good value down between, the $7,000 to $9,000 range. And that's kind of where I'm looking at to get my pitching from today.
So who are some of the key names that you're looking at for tournaments?
Well, the first key name that I like because his price is suppressed because of his slow start, he is playing in Boston, but I really like Chris Archer at 8,500. He's a strikeout pitcher, probably one of the top sliders in the game. I just think he's bound to get back on track. He's went five innings the last three games, and he has 23 total strikeouts in three games. But, you know, he's struggled a little bit, and I think he gets back on track tonight. So I like his suppressed price at $8,500.
All right. Who is the key guys you're looking at for that second slot?
There's a few guys, like I mentioned, down around the 7,000 range. I really like Jordan Zimmermann tonight. His ERA is a mere zero in two starts. He hasn't given up a run. He's gone seven innings and six innings respectively. He's not a high strikeout guy, and Kansas City doesn't strike out a lot. But I got a feeling it's going to be a low-scoring, close game with a chance for him to get a win. And, every inning pitched is almost three fantasy points. So I like a guy that hasn't given up a run yet this year because, those minus 2 points for the runs can be detrimental sometimes. But, you might not strike out a lot of guys, but when you're not giving up any runs, that's a pretty solid start.
All right. So from my perspective, Chris Archer was one of the key guys that I've been building around. I agree the matchup isn't the best, but I do think that he is in a tremendous spot, and that is a good thing. The one guy that I really kind of like for tournaments is Drew Pomeranz. He has a very good adjusted strikeout rate of I should have had that opened. He has an adjusted strikeout rate of 26.9 facing the team he's facing today. So I like him. He is the favorite in the game at minus 110. He is a decent option. Another guy that I've got highlighted is Bartolo Colon against the Phillies. I mean, 5.5K is just a ridiculous amount of salary. He doesn't walk guys. The Phillies aren't very good hitters, and there's a very good chance he gets the win. I think he is kind of a little bit more of what I am looking at as it relates to kind of your Zimmerman guy. And the third guy that is on my radar is Joe Ross, but I don't love him. What are your thoughts on some of the guys that I mentioned?
Yeah, I'm with you with not loving Joe Ross. I mean, he's come out firing with a 0.61 ERA and two starts. The thing that scares me is, you know, he's going to see Miami for the second time. And Miami has a lot of good hitters on their team. They have a lot of good veteran professionals. Now, I know Justin Bour, you know, bored us to sleep the other night with a zero. But you look down their lineup, and they have D. Gordon, they have Martin Prado, they have Stanton, and they have Justin Bour and Yelich and these guys. And they're really professional hitters. So he worries me with the second time around facing them, even though he had a great game against them the first time. But I really love your mention of Bartolo and Pomeranz. If I had to choose between the two, I would probably go Bartolo, just for the simple fact that San Diego is terrible. And if they do win the game, you know, it will be because of Pomeranz, I'm guessing, because, you know, Pittsburgh's a decent team. Granted, they're on the road. San Diego's a good pitcher's ballpark, but you know, you're saving $800 with Bartolo, and he never ages. Like, I every time I watch him pitch, I feel like he could pitch forever. So, yeah, I'm good with either Pomeranz or Colon. You know, if we go Colon and have $800 left over, you know, we could move up to Pomeranz. So, but I'm good with either one.
All right, I'm going to stick Colon in. My only thought is that we're going to be pretty chalky with Archer. I think he's going to be a very popular play tonight, and I think Colon also is going to be very popular. I think Pomeranz is a point of differentiation, but I'm okay with either of them. So we're going to go over to the catcher position next. A lot of people are on Bryce McCann. I am not one of them. I know he's a lefty, but he doesn't hit ground ball pitchers well, as J.M. Tewin pointed out in his article today. And so I just can't get behind McCann. I can get behind Jonathan Lucroy. I think the Brewers are one of the best teams to stack tonight. And I think that Lucroy is a very good choice. My favorite, though, is the other guy in that Yankee game, and that is Stephen Vogt. He's only 3,300, which is the same price as Lucroy, and he is a true Yankee Stadium type hitter. Pineda had him tied up in fits last night, but I don't think Eovaldi is at that level. So those are the two guys that I like, and I guess you could also say Yasmani Grandal as well. Who, Mahler, is on your radar for catchers?
Yeah, same too. I'm on Lucroy and Vogt as well. I was on McCann, you know, but I'm glad you kind of talked me off of that. But the third guy that I like that you didn't mention is Jared Saltalamacchia. I mean, the guy's just crushing the ball lately. He leads the Tigers in RBIs by far. Last three games, he's gone 21, 17, 23. He's got five home runs, 14 RBIs on the season, and his OPS is 1.2, which is unheard of. So I'll throw him in the mix with Vogt and Lucroy, but I'm good with either one of those guys.
I was kind of hoping that you would throw him into the mix simply because I just caught a wave of him on Twitter and I didn't know a lot about him. So what I'm going to do, Mahler, to help us with this decision is I'm going to look real quick and see if all right, Grandal is in the sixth spot. Lucroy is batting fourth. Vogt is batting fifth. And Saltamacchia is
sixth or seventh.
Seventh. So
If this helps you at all, I really like Ryan Braun as well. And if we're going to try and look at a game or get a few guys from the same team, then we probably should go with LaCroix, you know, because I think Braun is in a great spot tonight.
Yeah, Braun is my chalk player of the night. He is, I think he will be highly owned, but, you know, when you look, you say that, but I would kind of let people prove that to me. Any night Bryce Harper's out there, Bautista, Stanton, we might get surprised and not have a 30 or 40% ownership on Braun, but I like that. So we'll stick him in since he is our top guy, and we're going to go to you now for first base.
Well, first base was a little tricky today.
Well, if you'd like to go with another, if you'd like to hit another position and come back to first base, we can do that.
Oh, no, there's guys I definitely like at first base, but, you know, Prince Fielder's kind of in a good spot. But the problem is, you know, even though he hit a home run yesterday, he's not really caught fire yet. The one guy I'm looking at first base is Chris Davis. I know Dickie's a knuckleball pitcher, and sometimes that pitch can be hard to hit. But, you know, I was reading on Fangraphs today that when it is hit, he has one of the hardest, you know, hit balls that is pitched in Dickey, and I really like Chris Davis up there at 4,800. And then if you move down, there's a few guys that I like in the middle range. I like Adrian Gonzalez. He doesn't provide the power that Chris Davis does. You know, he doesn't hit a lot of home runs, but I think he's in a good spot. And, you know, those are the two guys that I'm really looking at in the top and the middle.
All right. I like Chris Davis a lot. I don't think you can go wrong, but the knuckleball. So let me put it this way. I like Chris Davis, but the knuckleball is a pitch that I really like to see guys have success against. And the only guy on that roster who's really had success against Dickey in the past is Machado. So I'm going to throw out another name for you to consider, and we don't have to make a final determination at first base now. In fact, I think it's best that we don't, simply because it is a position where that is so deep, and if we fill out the rest of our lineup, it'll kind of lead us to where we end up at first base. But if we're going to be looking at a Brewers stack, I think Chris Carter at 3,600 batting fifth is a good person to consider, along with Prince Fielder and Chris Davis. And I'll throw out one other name, Mitch Moreland, batting fifth against Pfister. And boy, I'm glad I didn't have to go through life with the last name Pfister.
Yeah, and Moreland's been hot the last few games too. He's 5 for his last 12, has a home run. Last 4 games have been 9, 14, 14, and 7 fantasy points. So kind of picking up the pace, and it's a hitter's ballpark that they're playing in at home against Houston tonight. And Pfister is one of those sinker ball pitchers, and if that's not working, then, you know, you can say good night to him. But I like that idea, and I also like the Chris Carter idea. So, yeah, we can move on and then just kind of come back and see how much money we have left.
All right, so I'll take second base. Any girls out there? No, just kidding. Well, not really kidding, but kidding. All right, Jose Altuve is the guy that I've got ranked very highly again tonight against the left-hander. A little less in price, Neil Walker has been on a tear lately and is very interesting to me. Your boy Ian Kinsler is also of interest to me. And last but not least, I really think this is an up-and-coming player from what I've seen, and he's hot. I know what his name is supposed to be, but I call him Rough Odor.
Yeah, he's been smashing RBIs like it's nobody's business lately. The one guy that I'm looking at that you didn't mention is down at 3,200, and he's hitting leadoff tonight for Tampa Bay against Rick Porcello, and that's Logan Forsyth. So
Looking
to save a few bucks, I like him.
I meant to mention him.
He's starting to pick up the pace a little too after a little slow start. And I always like to get on guys that are at the top of the order because you get those extra at-bats and you also have, you know, some chance to get them on base and get some runs in. But, yeah, I like Altuve. He's my number one guy as well. I think Brian Dozier's a sneaky play playing in Milwaukee, which is a hitter's ballpark, but he's just been atrocious this year so far. But, you know, two of the last four, he's broken 10 points, and, you know, he might be getting off the schneid. But, yeah, I like Altuve. Odor hits kind of down in the lineup too far for my liking. And then, I like Logan Forsythe down there at 32.
Yeah, I like both of them as well. So why don't we move on and come back and see where we're at? Why don't you take us through third base?
Yeah, my guy that's first on the list you mentioned earlier, he's had success against Dickey in the past, and he's just been off to a torrid start, playing every game, hitting almost 400. He only has six RBIs with his five home runs, but his OPS is, you know, 1,200, and that's Manny Machado. He's my first choice at third base.
All right. He's my first choice at third base, and he's my first choice at shortstop.
Yep.
We've got 46, almost 4,700 a player left, and we've got some good value options. So if I had to say to you, do you like him better at shortstop? And then, in other words, who's the second guy between shortstop and third base that you like the most?
Well, I would probably play him at shortstop and give myself the opportunity to choose between Donaldson and Beltre over at third base.
All right. So I'm going to put Machado in at shortstop. I've got Beltre as my number one at third base today. I don't have Josh Donaldson rated that high today. I do have him in a lineup, but he's, you know, when you consider the difference in the salary, 5-1 to 4-2 right now, I've got Beltre ahead of him regardless. So what's your thought about
that?
Good.
And I think the Texas game is more going to be more of a hitter's game as well. And, you know, the thing that just scares me about Donaldson is he never has a bad matchup. And swings the bat so damn hard that anytime he hits the ball, it could go out. But, yeah, I totally agree with you in saving the 900. I just like Beltre's spot a little bit more. And, you know, in the home ballpark against Houston, who's, you know, pitcher Fister isn't very good.
All right, so that's good. So we'll go to the outfield, and there's some guys that are high that are good, low, medium. Who's your next favorite outfielder?
Well, I mentioned Braun earlier. He's my favorite, and then you know
he's
it's kind
in
of
already.
It's kind of, you know, putting your hand in the hat and pulling a name out with the top three guys. I like Stanton. Problem is, you know, if you don't get a home run out of Stanton, you're probably not going to get too much. Whereas with Bryce Harper, if he doesn't hit a home run, the chances are he's going to get walked two or three times, and then you have chances to get stolen bases here and there, maybe some runs scored. And then Bautista, you know, same with him. He doesn't have as many home runs as Harper yet, but, you know, he's always looking to get walks, and he has some great hitters behind him, so he's going to have those run scored chances. So I like Harper and then Jose Bautista if we can fit them both in, you know, with the money.
Well, there is one guy that I really like at 3,400, and that's Michael Conforto. I just think he's such a good value. So I like him a lot today. I like Jacob Ellisbury at 4.6. I like Domingo Santana at 3.3. I think a very sneaky play tonight is Matt Kemp at 4.6. And, you know, Harper, is not the highest on my radar tonight, but it's hard to argue against him. But, you know, when he's not the highest, his ownership is just so sick every night.
And we talked last night. I talked myself off Harper and on to Bautista, and that cost me probably a good amount of money just for the simple fact that it was lefty on lefty. It's getting to the point where it doesn't matter if it's a right-hand or left-hander. He can handle all pitchers. And I think he's starting to separate himself as, you know, far and away the best player in baseball right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue that. I'm going to look up something real quick. Yeah, he's facing Chen, who's a pretty good pitcher. I mean, if you want to stick him in, I don't have a problem sticking him in. Is that your next?
Yeah, up to you. I mean, you know, Chen's got a 6 ERA. I don't think he'll be around very long this evening. So
Is Miami a good hitter's park?
I mean, it's not the best, but, you know, Bryce Harper could hit in Yosemite right now. That's just how good he's going. And, you know, hot streaks are a real thing in baseball. You know, it just gets to a point where the ball looks like a beach ball to some of these guys. And, you know, Chen actually left the game. I don't know if it was because he was hurt, but he had an elbow problem.
I love that.
Yeah, so that's something else to look for. But, yeah, I mean, it's just so hard to not play a guy that has 5 home runs in his last 6 games and 7 already on the season and is still hitting, 333. Because even when he doesn't hit the ball, you know, they're not going to pitch to him, and that gives you 2 points and the chance at steals and runs.
All right. So speaking of guys who've been on a tear lately and swinging the bat really well, I'm going to throw out the name of George Springer. And I also like Conforto for that last spot.
Yeah, either are fine with me. With Carter in right now, it just looks like we have a whole bunch of money. So wherever you want to go with it,
it's fine.
Well, that's
the thing. You don't need to put Carter in. You know, you talked about home run or nothing. Carter, isn't he kind of that guy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's see. First, Prince Fielder's no different. We both liked Altuve.
Yeah.
If we stick him in and we stick Springer in, that leaves 5,100 for first base, which gets you any first baseman you want. And, you know, there's no need to go down to Conforto.
Right. Yeah, I'm good with that.
So
Springer's been on fire lately.
You like Chris Davis? We got Machado.
Yeah. I'm good with Davis or Encarnacion. I think if we're looking to be super contrarian, you go Goldschmidt, but, you know, that's tough to do against Mad Bomb, especially, you know, since Goldschmidt's been kind of struggling. So, yeah, I mean, I'm good with Encarnacion or Chris Davis.
All right. I'm just looking this over. And you like Springer.
Yeah, I like Springer. I mean, Hamels is a solid pitcher, but again, you know, Springer's on a tear. 3 home runs his last 3 games. I mean, he's 7 for his last 13 or something ridiculous like that.
By the way, we are doing the fastball tonight, correct? This is the $33 one?
The $33, yep.
All right. Okay, well, if I'm just thinking, you know, Chris Davis doesn't hit that knuckleball that well, but
he's got Shrek strength.
He does. If he hits it, it's gone. All right. So Chris Archer, Bartolo Colon, Jonathan Lucroy, Chris Davis, Jose Altuve, Adrian Beltre, Manny Machado, Ryan Braun, Bryce Harper, and George Springer.
If you wanted to pivot off, we could go down to Moreland and then upgrade Colon to Pomeranz.
Moreland?
So it would be either Colon and Chris Davis or Moreland and Pomeranz.
I like I think it's definitely sneakier.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get the power output from Moreland that Chris Davis has, but
you're not going to get the strikeouts from Colon that you'll get from Pomeranz.
Right.
Colon is, you know, and he's also faced the Phillies not that long ago, if memory serves. He's got a true K rate of 18 tonight. Chris Archer is 26.4, and Drew Pomeranz is 26.9. His walk is 9.2, though, to Colon's 2.9. I mean, Pomeranz is definitely riskier, but I got one other idea. How about this? How about we go down to Conforto, and then we can get Chris Davis with Pomeranz?
I don't know if I like that.
Okay.
I think I like Springer better. What did Conforto do against Hellickson last time they played?
Let me look. What's the simplest way to figure that out?
Probably StatMuse. If they have the baseball up and running.
No, I don't see it. We'll just go to ESPN. And I'll just look through until we get back. It was, what date was it? It was either the...
Oh, eighth, I can tell you right now.
8th, 9th, or 10th.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you. I just got to go look at Hellickson. H-E-L-L. So Hellickson threw against the Mets on the 10th.
All right. Well, that's good.
Conforto on the 10th was 0 for 2 with a strikeout.
Well, that's not good.
No, that's I'd leave Springer and then choose between Colon and Crush Davis or Pomeranz and Moreland.
All right. Well, if we go Davis, if we take Davis out, Ryan Zimmerman, Freddie Freeman, David Ortiz, Miguel Cabrera, Lucas Duda. Duda's very interesting against Hellickson. While we're there, he didn't do anything against them, though. You know who clocked him was Cespedes.
Yeah, Cespedes has been on fire lately, too.
And Moreland. I'm okay either way. Are you more comfortable with Chris Davis and Colon?
Point, it's honestly 50-50 to me. I
think for sure, you know, Pomeranz and Moreland is less chalky, and we've got a pretty chalky lineup.
Yeah, and the Phillies have already seen Bartolo once. But
exactly.
The thing is, they've probably seen him 300 times since he's so old. But yeah, I'm good with either one. You make the decision, and then if it goes wrong, we'll blame you.
Oh, that sounds fair. The other guy at first base who's kind of interesting is A-Rod, if you're looking for a little pop. He's facing Gravelman.
They moved him down in the order, too, and he's like one for his last however many.
Let me look at him.
Got two hits last night, but before that he had one hit in his last like nine games or something.
Yeah, he's batting sixth. Moreland's fifth, and obviously Davis.
See, the thing about Moreland, though, is late in the game, if they put in a left-hand pitcher, he's more likely to get pinch hit for.
Yep. My only other thought is that if we go down from Altuve to someone else, maybe. We got Altuve and Springer. I'm just trying to see. Here's an interesting one. Nope, that didn't do it either. Oh, he's the same price, that's why. Radio death as we finalize this lineup. I am going to, since we like both, I am going to leave it up to faith, or fate, as it were. Chris Davis, heads or tails? Mahler.
Let's go tails. Tails never fails.
Indeed, it is tails. So we will go with Chris Davis and Bartolo.
Gulp. But that's...
I mean, we like both. That was our, we like both about the same. So, you know,
Yep.
All right. The lineup is in. For those following at home, the Mahler and I are going with Chris Archer, Bartolo Colon, Lucroy, Chris Davis, Altuve, Beltre, Machado, Braun, Harper, and Springer. I like that it's a bunch of mini stacks rather than one big stack. I think that since, you know, JM to win at the Boston conference that I went to, he was talking about how since everyone is stacking now, it's less effective than it was. You really kind of just have to nail a stack and hope that no other team goes off. And why not just put your best lineup out there? I think what we just talked about is a pretty damn good lineup, and I'm looking forward to see how it performs tonight. Mahler, thank you so much for doing the podcast with me. Any final thoughts?
Nope. I think it's good. Hopefully our final decision there is the right decision.
Well, it wasn't a decision. We can't argue with the coin.
Yeah, so, yeah, if it goes wrong, we just blame it on whatever coin you used, quarter, nickel.
Quarter. So
right.
We'll have to now put both lineups in a quarter.
yep,
all right,
that's what we'll do.
All right, Mahler, good talking to you. And hopefully one of our lineups caches, our lineup caches, and we hear this sound. Oh, I like that. Let's do it again. We will see you all later. Thank you for joining us.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.